This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Norway, Ireland, and Spain announced Wednesday they are recognizing a Palestinian state. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris announced the news at a press conference. The historic move drew condemnation from Israel and jubilation from the Palestinians. Riyad Mansour, the permanent observer to the United Nations for Palestine, welcomed the move and said he hoped more nations would follow suit.
This European wave, hopefully, will be followed by other waves.
Israel, however, immediately ordered back its ambassadors from Norway, Spain, and Ireland. It was the second blow to Israel's international reputation this week, after the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court said he would seek arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia pounded Kharkiv with missiles on Thursday, killing seven people inside a printing house, as President Volodymyr Zelensky chided Ukraine's Western allies for not providing enough military support to rebuff Russian attacks. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News.